This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour number four, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Great time to catch up with Nathan as he's had a shakeup in his life. We've had a shakeup in the NFL, and we're so happy to have Nathan joining us right now on Sports Radio 923, The Fan on The Fan Hotline. How are you, Nathan?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
Are you getting any sleep?
I've got him literally sleeping on my chest right now watching the Open Championship. So,
he's
been a champion. Yeah, he's been good.
Congratulations. That's pretty awesome. Who's Thank winning?
Right now, Harmon is in the lead, who won the Open a few years ago, 7 under.
Nathan, Albert Breer was on yesterday, said Deshaun Watson's still the best quarterback on the roster. So I ask you, who is the best quarterback on the Browns roster right now?
You're going to wake up his kid with that question straight out of the gates.
Yeah, right out of the gate. I think we're going to find that out. The winningest quarterback on the Browns roster is Kenny Pickett in terms of just career win percentage. Obviously, Joe Flacco had a great run with us a couple of years ago, going 4-1 in his five games, throwing for 300 yards every game. And then you have the rookies that we haven't seen necessarily in the National Football League. Browns taking Dylan Gabriel first, who was incredibly successful in college, started more games there, threw more touchdowns than anybody, had seasons with 32 touchdowns and six or fewer picks with three different schools. So you know that he's going to be a quick study and acclimated quickly to the National Football League. But there are questions, obviously, about his size. And then you've got Shedeur Sanders, who, by all accounts, was a first or a second round talent, even from his detractors on tape, that the Browns were able to get in the fifth round. And I think he's been very impressive in the early going, not only in terms of his ability to throw the football where he wants it, his ball placement, but then what he's done behind the scenes and in terms of understanding what it takes to play quarterback in the National Football League, all the pre-snap things, all of the play calling, all of those things that he really wasn't asked to do much of in Colorado through no fault of his own. And he's been very impressive. So I think we're going to find the answer out to that question. I think what Browns fans really should hope and be more concerned with is not necessarily that we know that answer today, but that at the end of the year, there is a quarterback that you feel comfortable saying, this is the guy. And you can do kind of what the way the Chicago Bears did it and really build a franchise very quickly, starting with two first-round picks next year. But that can only come if you've got that guy.
So, Nathan, what I have appreciated about this iteration of the Browns is that I know for a fact they are going to move heaven and earth to figure out what the best way, best practices to roll out a training camp like this with this very complicated QB situation. I don't doubt that Andrew Berry, his staff, Kevin Stefanski, his staff, have looked over every iteration of the NFL anytime anything like this has popped up and how to get the team ready, how to get the quarterbacks ready to at least evaluate them and to get the best out of them. But I also think it is very complicated. And I wonder, how are they going to, you know, get the reps to the guys that need it and also evaluate them in the best way?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the million-dollar question and one that we should start to get answers on as we get into camp. The way that kind of I see it, this is not gospel. These are not scores. This is just the way that I see it. Is my guess is the initial plan is going to be to get Kenny Pickett ready to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in week one. And you have to understand, number one, he's been very successful in this division in his career, 15-10 as a starter. He's got the 7-game winning drives. Many people thought this was the type of offense, and in fact, when Arthur Smith went there, that would have been best suited to Kenny Pickett's skill set. Now, he obviously never played in that offense. So I think you want to get him right. Still young, former first-round pick on his rookie deal. Potentially, could he be the guy down the road? You never know. But also, he's somebody that, let's say he has a very good year, that could net you a big-time compensatory pick if that ends up being the case. So my guess is he's going to get the first crack at it. I think Joe Flacco is here in the case that Kenny Pickett, you know, falls on his face and the rookies are not ready to go week one. And then obviously you can plug Joe Flacco in and we know what that looks like. And it's looked great with the Cleveland Browns. I really think that's going to be the goal, but I think you have to be so flexible because if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders lights it up and is looking good, you need to give them more opportunities. You need to put them in situations where you can truly evaluate them. I think the Browns are going to take advantage of the fact that they've got 90 guys here in training camp and you can still run things on two fields simultaneously. I think you'll see that, but I do think that they need to be very flexible. If one of the young guys, not named Kenny Pickett, so Gabriel or Shedeur, one of the rookies, really starts to elevate and separate, you've got to find the way to give them the reps and give them the opportunity because this is a team that is certainly concerned with the present. You are certainly concerned with winning this year because your roster has too many stars and too many veteran stars to be in a full rebuild. But you're also, as you talked about earlier, in the pursuit of finding the answer at quarterback that can get this franchise in position to compete year in and year out with, forget just the AFC, talk about your division where you know you've got Lamar Jackson, a 2-time MVP, probably should have been a 3-time MVP, but I think, you know, they said, even though this was your best season, we got to give it to somebody else. And then Joe Burrow, who played, I think, at an MVP level as well last year.
Nathan, every time I say Kenny Pickett's going to be the starting quarterback, I get people who want to strangle me and throw me in the river. Now, there's a lot of people who want to strangle me and throw me in the river. I'm with you. I think Kenny's the leader on this. I just don't think people want to accept it.
I think that's right. And I think that part of that comes with, and I remember talking with Ken and Lima a few weeks ago about it. Like, we were conditioned to not like Kenny Pickett. He was the starting quarterback of the Steelers. So we had to tear him down and tear down his hands. And, oh, he doesn't throw enough touchdowns and all those things, because that's what fans do. That's part of being a fan. Now, what you're hoping is that he can come in and be an efficient operator of this offense. I think we'll find out really what ultimately this run game will look like, but we hope to have a very good run game. We drafted the running backs to that end, and now obviously with Quinshon Judkins off the field transgressions or the allegations, we don't know really what that looks like yet, but you've got an excellent defense that 2 years ago was the best defense in the NFL. I think you are better in the middle of your defense and certainly on the defensive line than you've been at probably any time since the Cleveland Browns have come back in 1999 in terms of the talent with a first-round pick in Mason Graham, a second-round pick in Mike Hall, and then not to mention Malik Collins, who's a professional pass rusher on the interior. So I think that there's a lot there to like, and Kenny Pickett has shown he can be clutch. You don't have 7-game winning drives in 25 starts if you don't have some type of clutch meter and the ability to come through in pressure situations, and you just hope that that carries over. But from what they've seen so far, I know the Browns believe that he can run this offense efficiently. He can make throws to every level of the field. He's much more mobile than I think people realize. And he's somebody who's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And we've seen, you know, some of these early quarterbacks bounce around the league. Obviously, Baker going and now becoming a perennial Pro Bowler with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sam Darnold, what he did last year in Minnesota. And, you know, you're hoping that maybe Kenny Pickett can be a guy like that for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, 21 days before the first preseason game against Carolina, and we know the whole NFL has totally changed how it deals with not only its starters and its quarterbacks come preseason, especially now with the 3-game schedule. Obviously, when we were young, it was very different, and the third game would be the game where we'd get the dress rehearsal and we'd get the starters. So is there any way that the Browns have operated in the past in the preseason that gives us an indication of how they'll do it this time around with the quarterbacks?
I don't think so. And the reason is because I don't think you have somebody on this roster right now that you can say outside of Joe Flacco, if that's the way that they go, where you can say you really don't need preseason reps. You're going to be the starter. We're not even putting you out there. Like Kenny Pickett hasn't. I know he started a game last year in Philadelphia, but he hasn't been a full-time starter in 2 years. So I think he needs the reps. Gabriel needs the reps. Shador needs the reps. In fact, you have three games. I'd like to see each one of them start a game and play maybe the whole first half of the game, and whatever the order is, that's fine. But so they get that feel of, okay, I'm the starter. This is what it's going to feel like. And I think the Browns, you're going to have an opportunity to get a lot of looks at both Shador and Gabriel in the preseason. But I do think Kenny Pickett needs to play quite a bit in the preseason as well if he's going to be your starter, just because he hasn't played a full game in back-to-back games, you know, being a starter, you know, in a couple of seasons. Played a full game last year, obviously, but I mean, in terms of, it's not like you're going into it, this is our starter, this isn't Matt Stafford, this isn't, you know, a starter on, of that level, so you need to get these guys work. So I think you're going to see much more action from the starters in the preseason this year than you probably have in years past.
When do you think Quinshon Judkins plays a game for the Browns?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a very, obviously, it's an unfortunate situation. We'll let the process play out. The Browns, you know, and the NFL said that they will comment as things progress, but I have no idea. And I think right now that's unfortunately probably the least important thing when we're talking about Quinshon Judkins.
You know, what's amazing to me, Nathan, is I understand, as someone who's been a critic of Andrew Berry in the past, like, I get go after him for, you know, certain draft picks. We know how these guys are always going to be evaluated, wins and losses, sure, and how good the draft picks are. I think it's totally unfair that people are going after him for the fact that you know, this particular player has now already been, you know, accused of something. When I don't know, did you see any warning signs? I mean, I'm an Ohio State fan. I don't remember seeing any of that. We cheered like crazy when we got him, when we sent NIL money his way to poach him, and then we went crazy when he won the national championship.
Yeah, I think that people that are criticizing the pick, I would be very curious to see what their comments were when the pick was made. I think it was pretty much a universally praised pick. There were not red flags in terms of this, and now people are bringing up stuff at Ole Miss that, you know, he wanted the ball more and he complained to about an offensive lineman and yelled at him. I mean, to me, that's competitive stuff. This is a completely different situation. There were no signs of it, and it is unfortunate because the Cleveland Browns need to be, you know, in the news for good things and getting this football team going in the right direction, hopefully solving this quarterback situation. It's obviously tough because the way that it's set up where he was drafted, right, is that he's replacing probably the most popular Cleveland Brown of the last, you know, decade in Nick Chubb. So it's obviously terrible. These are young kids with a lot of money, and you certainly cannot control them at all times. This is not one where, okay, this was a known character flag and we took the risk anyway and it didn't work out. This was not that. So it's hard to fault, you know, Andrew Berry, and it is unfortunate, and it appears to be obviously not a great situation. And as more information comes out, obviously decisions will be made by the National Football League and the Browns about what that means for Quinshon Judkins.
All right, overnight, Nathan, there was a huge NFL story within the NFL that Lloyd Howell is out as executive director of the Players Association. I'm trying to figure out whether fans will care about this whatsoever, in terms of the stuff fans.
You're talking about TJ Watt's contract.
Well, yes, that happened after the show yesterday. So I didn't know if you were going to get in a trash talking war with, you know, the Steelers radio announcers, the way that the sports talk show hosts go toe to toe.
No, that doesn't seem to manifest.
Yeah, but this Lloyd Howell story, as he seems to not only be caught in the crosshairs of, you know, investigations that have been done, sure, about, you know, collusion with the owners, whether or not the Players Association was truly made aware of everything that transpired, and whether salaries have been suppressed because of all of this. How big of a bombshell do you think this will end up being?
I think that into a niche audience, and probably to like the Mike Florio disciples, it will be a big story. I don't think it will be a big story overall. I think people love the product. I think people are seeing, oh, salaries are suppressed. TJ Watt just signed for 3 years for $120-something million, which is basically in 3 years what his brother JJ Watt made for his entire career. So I don't think it's going to be as big of a story. People want football. People are going to get football. It's coming back. I don't think it's going to be as big of a story to your average fan. I do think, like I said, that there is going to be a niche audience that's going to be very intrigued by it, because people love conspiracies and people love to talk about, you know, maybe there were shady dealings going on.
So what'd you think about the Watt deal?
I think they had to do it, right? I mean, there were rumblings that he was so unhappy, and that perhaps I'd even heard, you know, people close to him thought he was going to be traded. that they were not going to find a resolution. When you bring in Aaron Rodgers, don't you agree? Like, that means you're trying to do it this year.
Absolutely.
And it would be insane to try to do it as a for the Pittsburgh Steelers without T.J. Watt. So it felt like it just had to happen.
Well, and not only if you think now how...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big of a deal this Myles Garrett contract was because it forced the Steelers now to go pay their guy. Then Trey Hendrickson comes up, Micah Parsons comes up.
Sure.
And so it's a cascading effect around the league.
Well, I think one of the reasons, and you mentioned a lot of things, but also Jamar Chase, his deal was after that. So I think that, yeah, the Browns were kind of, they set the bar and forced people in their division to go up above it, and it's happened. And I'll tell you what, with the Bengals, with Trey Hendrickson, this deal, Miles, and then this one, coming off season where he led the NFL, I think it makes it even harder to see that one getting done. What's going to happen, Cincinnati is a fascinating, fascinating study to me in the terms of they have everything there that they need to win a Super Bowl, but they don't operate their business in the way, and justifiably so, in the sense that their wealth is tied into their wealth comes from the fact that they own the Bengals. So it's different in terms of the liquidity and the things that can be done. But I always have said when they announced that 10%, you know, you can sell 10% and get that influx of cash to private equity, I thought they would be the poster child for that. I thought that would be allow them to still compete with some of these teams that have owners that are certainly more willing, like ours, for example, to be cash forward to allow rosters to be built a certain way. But, you know, not only Shamar Stewart, you've got Hendrickson. It's an organization when you think about Burrow and Chase and you know, T. Higgins and what they're able to do offensively and what their season was last year. I've been watching that quarterback show. I don't know if you guys watched season two yet, but Burrow is so likable, and you forget it. They almost beat the Ravens twice. They had the Chiefs down to one play, and then they don't even make the playoffs. And this is a team that should be going pedal to the metal. Let's win the Super Bowl now, and it feels like they're not. And I think the Miles deal followed by T.J. Watt is going to make it almost impossible for them to get a Hendrickson deal done.
All right, Nathan, and I got to say, your wife is very different from mine, because if I tried to do an interview while my newborn was trying to sleep, it would have been disastrous.
You'd have
me.
A shoe impaled in
my
your head.
God.
I was being good. I was trying to let her rest. She's had a long night. You know, she's there all day with Lucas, so I wanted to try to let her rest in the morning. So just kind of timed out. He was, fortunately, he's still asleep right now. He loves golf, so I got him watching golf. He finds it very relaxing.
Yeah, you're playing with fire, though. All right, Nathan, I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, there he is. Nathan Zagura, Browns Radio Network on the Fan Hotline. So I'll just ask a very simple question, because I got people saying this is a huge deal with the NFL PA executive director is out. There is a conspiracy theory that everybody's working together to suppress the salaries of the rank and file. And just tell me as a fan, 216-474-0092, do you care? Do you care if salaries have been artificially suppressed thanks to the owners and their collusion attempts. All right, before we get to the question I asked going into the break, Nathan Zagura said something very interesting with us, maybe flies in the face of what many of us thought was the pecking order of the quarterbacks. Take it away, Nathan Zagura.
We were conditioned to not like Kenny Pickett. He was the starting quarterback of the Steelers, so we had to tear him down and tear down his hands and, oh, he doesn't throw enough touchdowns and all those things because that's what fans do. Now, what you're hoping is that he can come in and be an efficient operator of this offense, and Kenny Pickett has shown he can be clutch. You don't have 7-game winning drives in 25 starts if you don't have some type of clutch meter and the ability to come through in pressure situations. You know, some of these early quarterbacks bounce around the league. Obviously, Baker going and now becoming a perennial Pro Bowler with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sam Darnold, what he did last year in Minnesota, and you know, you're hoping that maybe Kenny Pickett can be a guy like that for the Cleveland Browns.
It certainly sounded like Nathan, if he were a betting man, that they're getting Kenny Pickett ready to start week one against the Bengals. It seemed like you were nodding your head in agreement, Jason Lloyd. Seems like you've been saying that.
I've been saying all along that I thought Pickett was going to be the starter, and every time I say it, people get angry. Say, how can you say that? Well, somebody with the Browns just told you that. That's who they went and got first. He was the priority that they acquired as soon as the season ended. They went out and they got him first. If Joe Flacco, if they wanted him so badly, why didn't they sign him when free agency opened? Why did they wait a month into free agency to bring him in?
So are they doing something different? I know we only get one day a week during OTAs and minicamp and all that, right, where the media is allowed in to watch what's going on. And it doesn't seem like he's the priority then.
Who?
Kenny Pickett. It seems like, if anything, he's at least split priority with Flacco, and the rookies are on a different priority scale right now.
I mean, we were out there were days Joe didn't throw at all when we were out there during the minicamp.
Well, he's 40.
Exactly. So they were using the right, and I think they know what Kenny, they definitely know what Joe can do. They've seen him in the offense. I think they have a decent understanding of what Pickett can do. I think they wanted to get a good look at the two rookies. And I think you'll probably see that continue into training camp, that they're going to split all four, they're going to give all four reps. But I think Kenny's in the lead right now.
Okay, we got some more here from Nathan if you want to play this.
Go ahead.
Here.
I think you want to get him right. Still young, former first-round pick on his rookie deal. Potentially, could he be the guy down the road? You never know. But also, he's somebody that, let's say he has a very good year, that could net you a big-time compensatory pick if that ends up being the case. So my guess is he's going to get the first crack at it. I think Joe Flacco is here in the case that Kenny Pickett, you know, falls on his face and the rookies are not ready to go week one. And then obviously you can plug Joe Flacco in, and we know what that looks like. And it's looked great with the Cleveland Browns. I really think that's going to be the goal, but I think you have to be so flexible. Because if Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders lights it up and is looking good, you need to give them more opportunities. You need to put them in situations where you can truly evaluate them.
Could have seen it clearly. This guy's not ready. This guy's not going to help us. But also, it takes time to develop at that position, particularly when they were taken where they were. But the Browns don't have a lot of time because I still believe their future quarterback is not on this roster right now. They're going to find him in the draft. So you basically have 1 year to see what you have in these rookies, which is why it doesn't make any sense to me to play a 40-year-old Joe Flacco. What are you gaining from that? Are you going to win an extra game or two? Okay, great. So maybe you're going to have 5 wins instead of 4, 6 wins instead of 5. What does that gain you in the end other than give you a worse draft position to go get the guy you really want? The thing I wanted to talk to Nathan about, we just sort of ran out of time at the end. It's just fascinating to me, Cleveland and Pittsburgh, the way that they're approaching this. Both teams need a franchise quarterback, and the Steelers have needed one really since Ben retired. They tried with Pickett, didn't work. They're just sort of pedal to the metal here. Now they bring in Aaron Rodgers. It feels like the Browns are more committed. I know they brought in a 40-year-old Joe Flacco as well, so you can sort of make the parallels between the two organizations. But it feels like the Browns have set themselves up to try to take another swing at this next year by getting the extra first-round pick, going back in the draft to find a quarterback. The Steelers don't seem to be in a rush to try and find a franchise quarterback. Would you agree?
They haven't been in a long time.
And it's just fast. Like, that is the most important position, and yet they don't seem to really be prioritizing it.
Well, just to casually take Kenny Pickett where they did, it didn't show any real conviction. It's like, he's the guy in-house. We've seen him practice. All right, a lot of feel-good stories about that. We've been around him, so we know we like his essence. Okay, we take him. And then they pivoted from him so fast.
Quickly,
then the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing, that was almost like a panic situation. Like, this is the last year I have a chance. And yet, you know, management's still there. The coach is still there.
Yeah.
and they did that, it is a little surprising they've operated in this way.
It feels like it's two different approaches. And listen, the Steelers are always in the playoffs and the Browns never are. So you can't really say that the Browns are doing it right and the Steelers are doing it wrong. It's just sort of fascinating to me that they seem to have taken two different approaches to filling the most important need on the team.
All right. Do you think fans care if salaries are suppressed?
No.
The NFL owners are doing everything they can to prohibit teams giving out, at least implying, do not give these kind of contracts because it will have a terrible impact on us long term. I mean, you're seeing what just one guaranteed contract in the second round.
Yeah.
What that did, was that the Texans?
Yeah.
They gave out one guaranteed contract to a second round pick.
And it bottlenecked the entire second round.
And now nobody's getting signed.
You think maybe Quinshon Judkins wishes he would have taken the deal now?
Oh, yeah. So I just wonder, when I hear fans talk about this, there always does seem to be a split. Like, it feels like an 80-20 split. Like, 80% of fans are never for the players. Like, they are not that they're rooting for the owners, but they're just not rooting for the players. They don't want the players making more money. They can't stand in the NBA. We just saw a $70 million player finally in the NBA, and it's not one of the best players. Like, it's not one of the best. It's Devin Booker,
yeah,
right? So we see how the public recoils. They don't like college players getting paid. And then there's the 20% that are like, player empowerment, let's go. Let's shake up the system. I hope players get every bit they can. If the coaches can do this, why can't the players do this? Like, there definitely is a disparate split anytime I hear anybody talking about this. But the only reason I ask the question is because overnight, the NFLPA executive director resigned. And it's in the wake of a controversy. For him, it's it's not alleged, but there certainly is a conflict of interest. But also, there was an investigation done by Pablo Torre, and then Mike Florio kind of got involved with it to show that there was NFL collusion in the wake of the Deshaun Watson guaranteed deal.
Yeah, I don't think fans care about player sale. I think a lot of fans say, well, the less they make, the more that leaves for other players or to go out and get somebody else. So, I think people get excited when guys sign long-term deals and fans feel like it was a good deal for the organization.
Fans love hometown discounts. What do they say about Jose Ramirez?
Yep,
the union discounts did not like what Jose Ramirez did. His agent did not like what Jose Ramirez did.
Yeah. You go back to Jim Thome when Thome was there and the pressure he was getting from the union. Thome wanted to stay, and the pressure he felt from the players union to take Philly's offer and to take the largest offer. That's real. That's a real thing. But fans love it when guys take less to stay in one spot. They feel loved. They feel like, especially here, like someone picked us, someone picked Cleveland. But ultimately, I kind of agree. I don't think it's a story. I mean, for the place where I work and for ESPN, it's a big deal. It's a big story.
And they're going to go crazy with this.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think the average fan really cares all that much.
I kind of think you're right. But you wonder if there could possibly be fallout. Like, all right, it's one thing for this guy who nobody knows to be resigning. It would be another thing if the players union
forced out JC.
Well, they carved out a special role because he's not a player anymore, right? So he can't truly be, the same type of executive. But if, solidarity is everything when it comes to a union. And if they don't think the leadership was negotiating on their behalf, or if they think the leadership was obscuring certain findings by arbitrators and it came at their expense, like, what could the players union even really do? And the big question always is, could it lead to a work stoppage? If they don't think there was good faith negotiations, if they think the owners have been cheating them, and if they think that their own leaders weren't looking out for their best interests, could that result? Would there be enough players that could rock the boat where that could lead to a work stoppage? Because when that happens, Jason, then the fans care.
Yeah. I just looked it up to make sure I had it right. The current CBA runs through 2030. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a work stoppage, not over this. I mean, you've got five more seasons to go, and I don't think they're going to pull out in the middle of a deal and say that was negotiated.
Even if they thought owners were suppressing the salaries.
No, because again, I've heard a number of NFL players talk tough about how they're going to bargain this and they're going to bargain that and they're going to fight for this and fight for that. And every single time they cave. So you think, do I believe they're going to pull out in the middle of a ratified agreement? No, no.
And if anything, it's looked all along like they'll add another game and more money to the pot.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.